Hi guys, thanks for joining us again on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita, I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm Lock Red Square, and today one more time, give thanks and praises to the Most High. Thanks for joining us, you know what I mean? Let's talk.
Greetings one and all. Hopefully everyone is well, wherever you are in the world, whatever time zone you're in. Hopefully everyone is viewing this podcast or listening to us in good health. Before we get into the show, if you aren't subscribed as yet, please go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe. I'm Lock Red Square Official, so that's AMLAKREDSQUARE, Official. And if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you go over to a streaming platform where we are available, which we are available on all streaming platforms that podcasts are available, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, wherever preference you have, then you could just check us out there. We're available everywhere.
Yes. And before we go forward, as usual, we have to big up our sponsors.
Yes.
You don't know, big up yourself, Rose. We love the vibes, you know what I mean? Simply Rose Craft. Make sure, say, when you go check out Simply Rose
Craft. She has some really nice door wreaths and stuff for the holiday season.
Holiday season coming up. Yeah, holiday season coming up. So, you know the thing.
Door wreaths, door signs, home decor, your merch, t-shirts. As you see, I'm looking right now.
Yes.
Sweatpants, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever your needs are, you know, she can.
She got it.
She can meet them. So
right,
hit her up on IG
or
Simply Rose Craft or her website, simplyrosecraft.com.
Yes, most definitely. Simply Rose, big up yourself.
Yeah, big up yourself. So what's going on? What's new within the past week?
I think this week has been maybe one of the slowest weeks in a while. Nothing much has been going on, you know, the same old, you know, we're still trying to see how we gonna be proceeding, you know, with this whole mandatory vaccination vibe coming up soon. I mean, it's already here in certain places, you know, you can't fly as an immigrant into America without being vaccinated, or anywhere for that matter, I think. I'm not sure if Europe has already started the mandatory vaccination for immigrants yet, but most Jamaicans will be flying into America, and you need to be vaccinated. And that is probably the only serious
thing
that's really happening right now. You know, it's kind of driving a little bit of uncertainty, you know, because me myself, you know, as an artist, I gotta travel and perform, you know what I mean? And you don't know, once Europe decide that they're going in this direction as well, we have to go figure out how we're gonna get around it, you know what I mean? Because we definitely not in on the vaccination thing at this very moment, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's the only thing that's kind of like working the brain for the past week.
Having the wheels turning, trying to figure out what's
trying
the
to figure
move.
Out how we're gonna, because it's not about if we're gonna move, you know, it's about how, you know what I mean?
Movements are for going
same way. No matter where Babylon are deal with, we still have to meds our move same way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you don't know, big up all of the ones them out there where I keep it real. And big up all of the ones them where decides them to take the vaccine to as well. You know, everybody have a choice. We not fight nobody with them choice.
Yeah.
If we don't want
and we're not knocking no one's choice.
Do anything. We don't do anything, you know what I mean? But you don't know. We right now we depend on the unvax vibration and It look like it are going to stick up on the unvax because, you know, they might create this division already. So, you know, yeah, we just got to see and create our own energies and be fruitful on our own and within our own communities and do what we got to do.
For real.
You know what I mean?
It's definitely true. Just been here. Nothing new. Not really going on with nothing. As you said, it's kind of a slow week.
Yeah, it's been unusually, for Jamaica, it's been unusually slow. by Jamaica standard. Yeah, by Jamaica standard, it's very slow.
Well, they brought the pastor's body to do autopsy. That's, I guess that's like a highlight for many who are you know,
still
following the
story. Okay. Yeah, me kind of pass us that story there, to be honest. It kind of died with me. I want to say, honestly, the other day when we were going to St. Anne, you know, yeah, the route that we took going through the Bagua Gorge, right? That's where the whole incident happened, where he died.
Oh, really?
And
I didn't even know that.
I was kind of like skeptical, you know, of whether or not we should be driving in this area at the moment, because there a lot of accidents happen in the Bagua Gorge, the Rio Cobre in that area. There's a lot of, in Linstead, Bagwalk area, right there, sir? Yeah, man, a whole heap of accidents, a lot. And, you know, the people that live in that little village there, on the banks of the Rio Cobre, the river that runs in the gorge, they have a lot of stories about, you know, mermaids that live in the river, and how these mermaids, they want blood, the river, and the river wants blood, you know? So they cause a lot of accidents to happen and people to die and stuff like that. And so a lot of people who are afraid of these stories tend to not want to drive in the gorge. You know what I mean? And honestly, me are one of them person they were kind of skeptical as well. But kind of very skeptical about them thing there. Mermaid and them thing there. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm definitely very skeptical. I'm afraid. Not fear, but skeptic. Like, you know, want to chance it. You don't want it to be you, you know? You don't want the mermaid to drag you under. You understand what I mean?
Come here, I'm like, I want you.
So, you know, and then what make it even worse, this cult pastor passed away in the same gorge.
His car went into it, or like a ditch?
No, in a ditch, but it was in the same vicinity, same area. Okay. And it's kind of creepy, you know what I mean?
No, you know what's creepy? Is that the pastor said they were supposed to be flooding, and in Montego Bay there's flooding going on right now. That's creepy.
Oh, flooding are going right now?
Yeah. I think it's Mount Alvernia. Is there a high school in
Mount Alvernia? Yeah.
Yeah, right in that area. It's like heavy flooding, rain from morning.
Wow.
It's been going on with craziness.
I didn't know that.
It's like they need to start going for the ark now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's something you miss.
Okay.
So Jamaica has been, you know, creeping up. It's been a slow week, but they're
creeping
up. It's been
a very slow week, man. Very, very slow week.
But yeah, it's been a lot of rain there. So they're saying like, oh, you know, maybe if the pastor was right, speculations and all sort of foolishness going on.
Yeah, I mean, no, Jamaicans already. We're not taking nothing serious.
Yeah, for real. We're
not taking nothing. The most serious thing could happen, and we are making joke about it.
I laughed
about it.
I watched a video a couple hours ago. I guess it's a party. As you said, when you say Jamaicans don't take nothing serious, there's a party going on, and I guess the selector and one of the ladies got into it, and she disrespected him, so he felt like he wanted to get physical, so he went into the crowd, and the girl that's videoing the whole altercation, like, she's just sitting there laughing, and he's getting jumped because he hit the girl. And like most of the party goes, I guess, you know, a community thing. So everybody probably know the girl. And I say, yeah, you there to carry that.
Yeah.
So everybody rush him. And the people that hold the camera, Mark said, go if I get beat. And I'm like, Jamaicans, like.
Commentary.
Nothing serious, yeah.
Very colorful.
But the
colorful.
Commentary was so, it was hilarious though.
Yeah, man. No, just a Jamaica that, you know. Yeah, even when it's dead serious.
Yeah.
Life and
life
death.
Life and death is still niggas a joke.
Is still, yeah. Niggas
finding
is still finding.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Jamaicans. I mean, but yeah. Slow week. What's going on now? Let's dive into this.
Let's dive into this. Okay.
Topic of the day.
All right, we could do a topic, and it's like too many topics you can say.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I wanted to discuss, it was a situation that we posted online, but let me do this one first.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like about your family, like if a friend of yours or a family member had relations with one of your friends, and then they come back and start talking about the whole experience and telling you things about that person that they slept with, which is a friend of yours or a family member of yours or someone that you're close to? Like, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been put in that position before? And what was your...
A friend of mine, yeah, sleep with another friend of mine and come back, come tell me about it.
Like, this was a question that was sent to me, and I was asked, like, if I was in a position where I'm friends with someone and my friend slept with you or someone that you know, and then they come back and they're telling me about the whole sexual experience, the whole sexual, you know, acts, everything between them and the other person, which I know.
Like, so you know the person, but you're not friends?
No, you're with friends the person.
So you're friends with the person that the person
I
had sex
like
with?
My sister.
So both of them are your friends?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It's either a friend or a family member it could be.
I mean...
But it's like someone that... People that you're close to and they sleep together, they have sex, and then they come and share the experience with you who are not a part of the experience.
Okay.
Like, is it uncomfortable? Do you look at the people the wrong way? Or do you start looking at them like in that
sexual
manner?
Why would I look at that person the wrong way? Or look at both of them the wrong way?
I feel uncomfortable around that person.
Why?
Because just knowing about your sexual experience, what do you do, how you like, it's weird. It's weird.
No.
It's very weird.
Not for me, because we're friends, you know, we're all cool.
Yeah, but if we're all cool, I don't need to know certain things about you. There's certain things as friends we don't need to know. Like, it's a line.
Then we're not a friend, then.
So you would... Hold on. Whoa. So you feel like it's okay to know about your friend's sexual experiences and what their likes and dislikes, even if you're not in a physical...
I mean, we're not going to go in-depth. What are you... The question is, they had... kind of a vibration, and then the person, one out of the two of them, or even the both of them, probably come back to.
I mean,
nothing is wrong with that.
No, I would tell them like.
You're not going in depth and tell me what way you do one, what not do one.
Yeah,
and,
but that's what I'm saying.
But if you're coming to me and it's like a borderline vibration.
Oh, I slept with him or her, and then that's it. No, I'm talking about like they're going in depth, like they're giving you details of. Because I guess the person who asked the question was in the situation, maybe, and they felt uncomfortable by it. But for me personally, I feel like it's weird. Like, I don't want to know about my friends, what you're doing or who you're sleeping with.
I don't really care. I mean, all right, Nikita, I'm going to tell you this.
It's not that you don't really care, but as you said, if you're friends with someone, you're going to share certain things with them.
Yeah.
Certain conversations are going to come up where certain things are going to be discussed at one point in time throughout the friendship.
Of course.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like you're sitting there and they're just coming to you like every day, like, oh, girl, I just slept with this person or I just slept with that person. Or, like, it's not that. It's just like a specific person who you both might have a common friendship with.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like they tell you about the whole sexual experience. Like, how is it? Like, would you be uncomfortable with that?
No, not at all.
You're weird as hell, bro.
I'm not seeing nothing wrong with that. We're friends. We're cool.
Yeah, but
we understand each other. We have a connection, and I don't know. That not bother me. That wouldn't bother me at all.
So you.
It wouldn't bother me at all.
I'm trying to wrap my head around how you're not bothered by it.
Why would it bother me?
Okay, that's like me and you talking, right? And you go to one of your friends and you're telling them about...
All right, me not going to do the telling. Okay. Me not going to be on that end of the spectrum there.
Okay, so someone is telling you then.
Yeah, me not have a problem with that. If you come to me and tell me certain things, me not have no problem with that.
Yeah, that's creepy to me.
I come to me in confidence...
Yeah, but if it's in confidence, if it's in confidence, it should have never left the bedroom. It should have stayed right there.
I mean, maybe it
shouldn't
wasn't
come out to the, where anyone else. All right, is knowing. That's what I'm saying. Like in
the
that
thing
type
about
of
it, you know, Keita, is that suppose it end up that these two friends that is also my friends end up into a relationship and become one with each
that
other.
That makes it even more weird because...
And we are good friends. We are best friends. That makes and, it even whatever more the case weird
because
be,
when
like,
we're hanging out and my wife is there or your husband is there...
We not like, look upon you no way.
I'm going to look at you that way because I know this information
because
about
your mind.
My mind is what?
Your mind, you know.
My mind
you know,
is what?
Back in the day, in the 90s, we'd have said, your mind smutty. You have a smutty mind. And because you have this smutty mind, you can't look past.
You, like,
you can't look past certain things.
I can't look.
You know
past
what I mean?
It.
And I mean, it is what it is, man. We are human beings. We're supposed to be doing these things.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing these things, but these things are supposed to stay within the confines of your bedroom, and that's supposed to be shared with any and anyone.
And like me say, me not go up on the end of telling. Me not go be on the end there. But if you come to me and want to talk to me about certain things,
that's weird.
It's okay. I don't. Me not go around you and say, yo, me not want to hear nothing about that. That's not my thing.
Well, I guess y'all know who to go to when y'all want to talk you know about certain things. Because I'm not the one. I don't want to hear all of that. Because the moment you tell me that, it's going to be embedded in my brain. And every time I see your partner,
because
I'm going to be
looking at them like,
because
you have a
smutty mind. That's what you like.
Smutty mind.
It's not smutty. If you're going to give me the information, what am I supposed to do with it? I'm going to use it.
Use it for the what?
In the way I need to use it.
So but you see, that's the type of person you is, man. That's all it is.
It's the type of person I am. So
that's the type of person you are. You see, I just say, you're going to use it. Use it to do what?
I'm not saying I'm using it against the person. I'm not saying I'm going to use it against the person or I'm going to say anything to anyone. I'm just going to be like, it's just for my personal information, like my personal records in my mind. Like, okay, we're discussing something or anything like that. It's like, okay, this is what you like. Weird. Or maybe the image flash in my mind. You know, it's anything can happen. But I find it very weird. I don't think, like, certain sexual experiences should be shared.
Hey, man, this neither here nor there for me. Me care zero about that.
Get into the
topic.
Get into the topic.
You know what I mean? We asked a question on IG, right? The other day.
Is it your responsibility?
Is it your responsibility to make your spouse happy? Now, give thanks to each and everyone that commented on the post. You know, we really appreciate the interaction.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We just felt like we needed to just discuss it a little bit so that, you know, you're not just reading words, but you're actually hearing our voice and what our opinions on this topic. And as you probably already know, in the comments, I said yes. You know, my opinion is that, of course, as a man, me personally feel like I should be responsible for the happiness of my wife. And I said that because I feel like naturally once my wife is happy, I am happy. My kids are happy though. The family is happy. And the happiness spreads. You understand? And when the house happy, everybody happy. You know what I mean? Also on a personal level, sometimes when Nikita is not happy, everybody is not happy. You understand what I'm saying?
And why is that? And why is that?
Only you can answer that. And because of this, we try to make sure, say, me personally, you know, put in a little extra effort where it's needed to make sure that she's happy. And it is my obligation.
He be acting like he be going above and beyond and he be doing the most just to make me happy.
The little things. The little things. The little things. The little things, you know. The little things.
Okay.
The little things. The little things. I feel like it not for being a grandiose business.
It's not even about grandiose, but you make it seem like you're
when you say above and beyond, it makes it sound like...
Because you make it seem like you're it's like a task, like you're... It's like a job, like... It's on the to-do list, like, I got to keep this. I got to make sure I do this, like, every day. Like, no, you don't.
I mean.
Okay.
You make it sound. You make it sound workman-like, you know, like.
That's how you made it sound.
And it's not that way at all. It's like, you know,
that's how you gave
again, you, the way you think, you know, you have this sinister mind.
Me I'm feel sorry, because my mind is not naive like yours. Like,
you know, you have this sinister mind.
Okay.
And because you have this sinister mind, you see everything with a side eye. You know what I mean? And okay. and it's not that at all. It's just naturally, after a while, over the years of being together, you know, you realize what is important, and you want to keep it. And one way of keeping it, one of the most important ways of keeping it, is keeping the happiness. You understand me? I say finding ways to make sure that we are both happy. And I feel like that should be an obligation where, you know, we are concerned.
Okay, well, as far as I see it, I don't feel like I should be responsible for your happiness. I feel like I should contribute to your happiness. I feel like I should assist with your happiness. I feel like I should add to your happiness. But I don't think I should be the sole reason or provider.
I don't, for and, your and I'm happiness. Not saying sole reason, right? I'm not using that word. So please don't use words that I did not use.
I don't feel like I should be the reason why you should say you're not happy from you're happy.
And that is selfish.
Like every person, I feel like each in a relationship, it takes two individuals that come together to make one. Correct?
Right.
So each individual have to bring their own happiness to the relationship, and then we create something together.
Yes, but when they bring the happiness, you have to maintain it.
Yes, and that's what we're going to do together.
Right. So exactly. You should but feel obligated to maintain that happiness.
We have to both bring that.
Yeah, when we bring it, we have to maintain it.
Exactly.
And we should be obligated to maintain that happiness.
Should be obligated to maintain it.
Yes.
Each of our happiness and then collectively as well.
Yes, yes.
It's not only just supposed to be collectively and then outside of that because...
We not talk about outside. That's how outside your argument
was.
We not talk about outside. We talk about in our relationship. We bring the happiness, but we have to maintain it. You can't just bring it and just say like that.
Yeah, but each person should be responsible for their own happiness. I don't feel like
you should be responsible for your own happiness, yes. But when you're in a relationship, you should also feel obligated to make sure that you maintain the happiness in your relationship.
Of course.
Otherwise, what the hell are we doing in a relationship?
It's good to maintain happiness within a relationship, but you have to also understand some people struggle to find happiness within themselves. So it's hard enough to find happiness for yourself and then to find it for somebody else. Like, it's a lot. I need to just...
Then what we are do together?
It's about coming together and trying to create something, trying to build something, and trying to expand on whatever is already there. We already have the happiness, so we're going to continue to grow on it. It's not like, okay, we're just coming here just for happiness. A relationship doesn't always bring happiness.
Right. And so, if it not bring the happiness, what we are do together?
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that are together for the moment. I was in a happiness relationship for a long time, but I was still here.
Right.
So... if I just gave up, we wouldn't be here right now.
Exactly.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that...
if it's not working, you just leave?
I am saying that you should do your utmost best to maintain happiness in a relationship.
Of course.
Because if there is no happiness, obviously you're going to leave.
There's no debate about that. I'm right. not saying that
that is what I'm saying.
You're not supposed to maintain happiness.
You should feel obligated to your partner's well-being.
You should, obligated is a strong word.
It is a strong word because it is that serious. We are creating children. We are creating a family. Like we are building future of our kids. And in order to do that in a prosperous way, we have to add all the ingredients. And one of the ingredients in cooking this stew is happiness.
Of course. And it's a key ingredient.
However, and if you're not obligated and feel like, say, you do this on your own, and I just your own happiness, and you're not business about nobody else's happiness.
I'm not saying you don't business about nobody else's happiness. What I'm saying is you have to figure out your happiness first. Once you have happiness as an individual, then you can be able to create the happiness with both of you. If I'm not happy, how the hell am I going to make you happy? You can't make me happy. I have to make myself happy. Happiness that, come from within.
I understand that point. But if you have somebody that in, that is willing to be obligated to helping you find happiness, then what is wrong with that?
I never said there's a problem with helping. But when you're making it seem as if you're supposed to just only solely based on...
You're still using that word solely and only.
Because that was your argument prior to when we had this conversation. So, you're switching it up now.
Me not switch up none.
Yeah, you are.
Me attack facts.
Okay. All right.
Me attack facts.
Jump in on this and let me know.
I'm speaking facts.
Okay.
Nothing has changed.
Okay.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
See? Nothing has changed.
I don't feel like I should be responsible for your happiness.
That's
I feel
selfish,
like I should
man.
Help to give you happiness. But I don't feel like if I'm not doing it, you're going to be like, okay, then what are you going to do? So if I decided, okay, I'm only going to give as much as I can give. But at the same time, I'm strapped for happiness myself because I'm trying to find it.
You're only going to give what you can give. What do you mean? What that mean? Be a little bit more clear.
I can only give what I can give.
What does that mean? Be a little bit clearer with that point. So that I can answer appropriately.
If I'm in a relationship with you and I'm not getting 100% happiness, I'm getting partial happiness. How do you expect me to give you 100% happiness if you're only giving me 50% or 40% or 30%?
How do I expect?
It's difficult, and that's why I say you cannot sit there and depend on someone or to even wait for someone to assist you with happiness. Because if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in a relationship 100%, and you're not giving that person... All right, for our situation that we were in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't 100% happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was still in a relationship.
Yeah, because you wanted to stay. I would have understood if you had left. You understand? Because you weren't happy. And that's what I'm saying. That in that moment of weakness and stupidity, I was not feeling obligated to making you happy. I was not doing the right thing. You understand what I mean? I say subconsciously. So if you're in a situation where a man is not trying to make you happy, or a woman is not trying to make you happy, seen in a relationship, then it is okay. If you want to leave, you can leave.
I mean,
and that is a basis on which you can leave a relationship. But what I'm saying is,
so,
in that moment, in that moment, of course, I personally was not thinking about making you happy, like subconsciously, making you happy, and doing the things that are necessary to make you happy. You understand what I mean? But at the same time, we move from out of that situation there, and we move into a new dimension in our relationship. And now I am of the opinion that at the end of the day, a man should do everything in his power. Once there is love, to make him woman happy. Everything.
So is that supposed to be only partial or the whole relationship? Or when y'all get y'all shit together? Because you're...
The whole relationship as much as you can do it.
But I just said as much as I can give, and you're looking at me sideways like as much as you could give, clarify.
That's what I said, clarify
that's
it.
That's exactly what you just said, as much as you can give.
I clarified it.
But it's the same thing I'm saying. That's.
I clarified it.
Okay.
I made it clear.
Okay.
You understand what I mean? I said,
you
that's
made it
what I mean,
clear, but you're saying the same thing I just said in a different way.
No, before, right, me clarify it.
That's not clarification, that's just saying in a different way.
Yeah. Clarification.
That's not clarification.
It is what?
Saying something a different way and clarification is two totally different things.
All right, babe. We're not a nitpick. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, you should feel obligated to your partner. If you're not obligated, if you're not mentally in that relationship.
So being obligated is being mentally in a relationship?
It's a part of it.
No. No. I feel like the only person I'm obligated to on this earth is my children. Like, I'm obligated. I have to. No matter what, I have to do it.
I may understand that and can accept it. That's fine. You understand what I mean? Me can understand and accept that because we all don't think the same. But from my perspective, where I'm looking at things, I feel like it is important for me to maintain happiness.
It is
with you.
Important. Of course, I'm not saying that
understand
it's not important
to maintain happiness. And it's not about having happiness in me and bringing me to be happy first and then come to the table. We're not talking about me outside of the relationship. We're not talking about me inside of the relationship.
But inside
together.
Of the relationship, you're still an individual. You're making it seem as if I'm not an individual in the relationship, like we're just one person. We're still individuals.
Should be one heart a bit. Should be.
Realistically, we're individuals coming together to become one. We're trying to be something. It's not like everything that is done one. No. You only choose in certain situations to say the oneness. Because on the mind, it's not every single thing on the loose woman I say oneness with. Am I correct or not?
You are correct. But we're talking about happiness here.
Okay. Okay. Let us know what you think about this episode. If you aren't following us already, make sure you go onto our IG page, Music and Marriage Podcast. And please start to follow us. If you are listening to us on a streaming platform, go over to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Like Red Square Official. Let us know what you think about this topic, because clearly we ain't going to get nowhere with this.
Always looking at things that are sinister eye. You know,
it's not about sinister. You sinister always look eye. At things with a naive eye and just feel like everything is always copacetic.
Well,
everyone
let me
is
be
always
naive.
On a one. Yeah, but I'm not gonna play that
me,
part.
Me not ask if I play
that.
A part.
You can play that role.
Me
I'm not
ask if
I
play the part. That's the most play. Important thing. Me not ask if I play that part.
Yeah, but you're
me
trying
ask if
to
be yourself.
Trying, no, but you're trying to.
We're having a conversation. Of course, I need to bring my point across. If you can't bring your point across stronger than my point, then it is what it is.
Yeah, bro.
But I'm not saying.
Bro,
I'm not saying.
That definitely ain't it.
I'm not saying.
Definitely not it.
I'm not saying. I'm not for.
Point already. As I said to the people behind the scenes, like that's watching this. This is a discussion. We had a discussion yesterday with my sister on the phone. We was on the phone for like almost 3 hours with this whole same topic discussing it. He already know what it is like, and he's backpedaling now and switching up his his vibes and his talk or whatever it is that he was saying. So now I'm just, that's why I'm sitting here baffled, like, huh? This is what you're saying now? Okay.
Wow.
You're trying to make
I'm
it
not
seem
saying
like,
nothing different.
Okay.
Nothing different.
Akeesh, please, you could jump into the comments and please let the people know. Because he's trying to play games right now. He's straight capping for whatever reason. I'm not really sure.
I'm not saying nothing
but
different.
Yeah.
Seeing my, I'm sticking to my guns.
That's definitely
yes.
not the guns he was busting man, yesterday, bro.
Yes.
That's not.
A man or a woman should feel obligated to making their spouse happy. Yes.
Your opinion.
My opinion.
And I feel like a man and a woman should be able to be happy on their own. As individuals, and then when we come together, we create magic with our, both of our happiness, both of our individuality, both of whatever it is that we're bringing to the table, and we just create something and make it do what it do. So let us know what you think about this episode. As I said, comment below, subscribe, like, share, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Music and Marriage Podcast, we thank you so much for joining us again. One more time. Hope you guys have a great night, great day. Stay safe while good people.